The National Bar Association partnered with Sachs Media Group to survey more than 1,000 people across the country about racial relations in America. Bar President and Tallahassee lawyer Benjamin Crump says the initial results were encouraging. He's well known for representing the families of Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown, two black teens whose deaths gained national attention.
It's gratifying to learn from the survey that a substantial majority of Americans, both black and white, agree that race relations are better today than they were 50 years ago. We would hope to find this outcome after a half century of affirmative action and civil rights programs.
Still, he says some of the survey results troubled him.
On the other side of the coin, it is the knowledge that most people of both races believe relations are actually worse than they were 10 years ago. It is sad and frightening to think that progress has essentially come to a standstill, to think that the forward momentum has slowed to a halt.
And Clarence Anthony agrees. He's the executive director of the National League of Cities.
Only 24% of whites and 19% of blacks believe America is close to achieving racial equality. That's a low number for such a great country, and we must work to improve the perspectives of people that believe that things have gotten better. And that is only going to happen through work and participation and engagement by all sectors.
In the wake of the shooting deaths of black teens, the survey also showed a majority of black and white participants agree black people are treated unfairly and misunderstood by police. And Karen Seifer says the overwhelming agreement didn't stop there. She oversees a survey as director of Sachs Media Group's Breakthrough Research Division.
For example, 78% of black respondents and 88% of white respondents believe that the news media fueled racial tensions. This sentiment is highest among the millennial generation. Also, nearly all, 88% of black respondents and 74% of white respondents, reject the idea that certain races are genetically superior or inferior.
Seifer says nearly every one of the respondents across the country say it would be a good thing if people identified less with their racial group and more as human beings. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.